press conference of Cameron Norrie. Who wants to start with the first question? Please raise your hand. Russell?
Hi, Cam. Can you just tell us a bit about the experience, the late call-up, what it's like being an alternate, and what it was like to make your debut in the finals?
Yeah, it was. I mean, this week's been incredible for me so far. I've done, had a lot of training. I was using it as a training block towards heading into Davis Cup. So, obviously, a bonus to get a couple matches in there, and obviously, a lot to play for, and huge for the experience as well. I mean, I really enjoyed every second out there, and I was feeling good in practice, and I'd been doing a lot of gym throughout the week, and I was ready to play and compete, and I came out firing and loved the match. It just came down to a couple games in the second and third. I donated my serve twice, and then he played very clean on his serve throughout the last two sets. So it was a couple games, but I was really happy with my level, and especially with not playing too many points throughout the last couple of weeks.
Sam?
Hi, Cam. Sam from the ATP here. Despite the feat tonight, you played, as you said, played really well. You had a really great year with the Indian Wells title. How important do you think the experiences you've had this season were for you tonight out there and staying calm under the pressure on such a big stage?
Definitely. It was one of my biggest matches again for my career. So it was, and I just try to learn from Indian Wells and to take from those experience and those emotions and playing big matches there and playing well under the pressure. So I was really happy with how I handled the match and how I approached it. And I was basically out there playing for free. I wasn't as a second alternate. I was pretty lucky to get in. So nothing to lose. And I came out firing and like I said, just a couple games in it, but all credit to Casper. I think that's the best I've ever seen him serve. And he played good, and definitely a couple things I can work on, and things I wasn't so happy with in the match. But like you said, it's been a lot of fun to be playing at this level and playing at this level consistently throughout the whole year.
Eleanor?
Hi, Cam. I know that there's nothing at stake on Friday in terms of progressing or anything, but how important an experience will it be, do you think, to take on Novak, and what will you look to get out of that one?
I can't wait. I've never played Novak before, never practiced them, so it's a first for me, and I'm not sure if I played a World 1 before, so I'm looking forward to it. I watched him the other day. He's playing great. Watched him today. He's firing and really feeling the ball well, and he's really good in these conditions, and it's quite quick, the court, and a little bit of altitude. So, I mean, it's going to be difficult, but I'm looking forward to it, and another test for me, and I'm going to go out and see if I belong and can compete with a guy like that. So I'm looking forward to the challenge ahead and looking forward to taking on World 1.
Riga?
Hello. We've got Karadzic from S-Sport.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. All fine. We're watching you, and you're doing great this season. I was wondering whether you count yourself as lucky or unlucky with respect to this. You played in Australian Open against Rafael Nadal, and then French Open again Nadal, and then in Wimbledon you played against Roger Federer, and now you're going to play against Novak Djokovic. And all these times you have to win against a big three person. And what's your reflection on that?
No, I'm extremely fortunate to be playing those matches. And the reason why we play the sports, to play the legends of the game and on the biggest stages. So it's been, I loved it playing Rafa in Australia. I didn't love it so much in French Open. He played too good. And then playing Roger in the center court at Wimbledon was incredible for me to go out there and share the court with him, and then now get to test myself against my first World One. So I can't wait for that, and I'm going to take it all in and use it as another experience. And I'm still pretty young and looking a lot of firsts this year. So it's all pretty new for me for these bigger moments and bigger matches. So it's all great for my experience and my maturity as a tennis player.
Simon?
Yes, hello. Just wanted to ask quick for this group now, for the second place, it will be a battle between Kasper and Andre. Who do you think will get out on top there?
It's a good question. As I've watched Andre played great against Tsitsipas in his first match, served very well. And actually Kasper played very good against Novak as well. So I'm going to say it's 50-50. I can't split the two. I think it's going to come down to who serves better and who puts more returns in the court. And as simple as that in these quick conditions. But I don't know. It's tough to say, but I think if Andre is on it and he's playing his best level, I think he can tip in. I think if I'm going to make a call, I'd call him, but I think it's very close. Kasper played good today and it was too good for me.
Any more questions for Cameron?
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.